Let's chat about the all-important topic of recovery, of allowing yourself the time to reset.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, glad Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Now, something that comes up fairly regularly for me is working on the four pillars of the solid human foundation. And the fourth pillar is recovery. And this is where we allow ourselves the space to physically, mentally, and emotionally recover, to reset ourselves, to take time out and just recharge the batteries. Now, with a business like Adventure Professionals, which is my major focus and my major business for many, many years, well, certainly up until COVID hit, and we're just about to start to relaunch that. But with a business like that, I'll often get people who look at a trip like Kokoda, for example. It's 10 days, you leave the country on a Friday, get back on a Sunday. And they want to see if they can shave a day or two off, because I just can't take, you know, 1 week off and then that extra day, so that Friday from the week before. And often they'll want to even do a 5 days. And there's a couple of things here. To be fair, most people, I'm just talking about most average people, say you're in your 40s or 50s, you've been on a desk job for 10, 15, 20 years, you don't go to the gym even semi-regularly. Most people don't have the capacity to do Kokoda in 5 days, and the risk versus reward is quite out of whack, as in the risk of injury, the risk of something going wrong, if you're not physically prepared to be able to do the thing that you want to do. So the saving of time, you know, because we want to get back to work, could actually be detrimental, because you could end up, well, injured, you could end up unwell, and there are worst case scenarios in these situations. So that's one problem. The other problem is you're losing a part of the experience. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't do a quick Kokoda. We do a Kokoda Express, but if the reason is that you don't think you have time, and that's the sole reason, I don't think it's the right one. And the mindset, if we go deeper on this, is even a little bit more of a concern. And the mindset is that I'm just so busy that I can't really afford to take time off. And I've said this on this show before, and I'll say it again, that if you can't afford to take a few days off out of your life, out of your work, your business, your whatever, if you can't take a week off, whose life are you living? Like, what's it all about? Like, how long do you do this for? Do you just keep doing that until you stop, until everything ends for you? And then I wonder, and I guess this is a rhetorical question none of us can answer, but I wonder if we ever think, I wished I'd just squeezed in an extra day or two, or are we going to go back and say, I wish I'd taken some time out? Now, here's what I've noticed. When we go away and we do take time out, what actually happens is we become more productive when we get back to our life, to our business, to our job, to our whatever. We become more productive as opposed to less productive. And I put it down to us allowing ourselves the time to decompress whatever's been going on, to clear the mechanism, so to speak, so to clear our brain a little bit, to, you know, less stress, less anxiety, less, you know, go, 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 and more time to just be. And I think that that ultimately makes us more productive when we come back. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about the family holiday where you cram the kids in the car and you know, I'm thinking back to my childhood and you drive for hours and it's hot and it's sweaty and it's kids are complaining and are we there yet? And you just feel like go, go, go. And you sometimes get back and you need to go back to work just to relax. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you as an individual changing your mindset away from that. When I'm not doing things for my work, my business, my side hustle, whatever, when I'm not doing, then I'm not being productive. Because there comes a certain tipping point, and it's different for all of us, where the 16-hour days in and of themselves no longer get us a result. When you look at going down into, you know, that deep work concept of Cal Newport's, it's this idea that if we do deep work for a shorter period of time, but it's unrestricted, it's uninterrupted, it's about the equivalent, 40 minutes is about the equivalent to 4 hours. You know, so if you're somebone who can do an hour and a half, you can do 8 hours of what someone distracted can do. And so ultimately, if you can take some time off, now this can be go and climb a local mountain, go for a bushwalk, go and spend 4 to 8 hours on a weekend with your phone turned off, just doing stuff where you're not constantly downloading new information, your emails, your social media, your et cetera, you're not doing that, then you're going to help clear that mechanism to go back into the week a lot more powerfully. If you can allow yourself the internal belief that taking a week off or 10 days and going and doing the Kokoda track or climbing Mount Kilimanjaro is actually going to be beneficial for you, because you're going to come back with a renewed vigor, with new experiences. You're going to come back recharged physically, mentally, emotionally. Then you'll actually be able to go into your workspace, your business, your side hustle, your interpersonal relationships, and you're going to be a little bit more energized. You're going to be fresh. And I think we need that. In this day and age, in Western society, we've gotten ourselves out of whack. Everything is about the grind, the hustle, and the work. And I'll put my hand up as someone that works hard. I love what I do, but I also get to do a lot of stuff that I enjoy, that I feel recharges my batteries. So it's not as it might seem on social, where I'm just going all the time. My work is quite regenerative. When you see people get results, when you have great interactions with young people on a program, it might look like I worked all weekend, but I was out with 10, 15, 20 young people taking them through an experience. It's a little bit different. So I guess that's a horses for courses type of thing. So it's not necessarily the same. But having said that, like, I'm someone that when I die, I don't want to die with heaps of miles left on the clock. I don't want to die thinking, oh, I've still got heaps of energy, heaps of time, and you know, like an unused portion of my potential. I don't want that. I'd prefer to die tired. Don't get me wrong. But along the way, I've got to remember to live my life, to have my experiences, and to recharge my batteries. And I just want to give you that little reminder today that you need to do the same thing too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.